Well, it's 13 minutes past 7 o'clock this Wednesday morning. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the evening, I'm imagining all of your ears will be tuned in to 702 as we bring you the live broadcast of the State of the Nation Address and the opening of Parliament by President Cyril Ramaphosa. Joanne will be doing her drive show from Cape Town tomorrow, and she'll be joined by Karima Brown from 6 o'clock as we build up to that speech by the President at 7 o'clock. And of course, we take reaction from parliamentarians post the speech, and that generally happens from about 8:30 until whenever we conclude the broadcast from the precinct of Parliament. The State of the Nation Address and the opening of Parliament will mark the beginning of the last session of this fifth Democratic Parliament. And joining me on the line is spokesperson for Parliament, Moloto Motapo. Moloto, firstly, preparations for the State of the Nation for tomorrow, they are all underway, right?
Yes, it's all systems go. It's a culmination of months of hard work between Parliament and the two other arms of the state. So we are definitely ready for the last bit of the mission address tomorrow. Yesterday, as you would have seen with the teachers from our social media and social media of other journalists here, there was rehearsals from the military. And everything is on course, and the presiding officers later today will give a definite account of the work that has happened around the State of the Nation address and our state of readiness for tomorrow.
I imagine South Africans would have been pleased by the news from the Speaker of Parliament, Baleka Mbete, and the Chair of the National Council of Provinces, Thandi Modise, that the budget for the State of the Nation Address has been slashed by up to 74% this year. You will still be able to celebrate, I suppose, the pomp and the ceremony that comes with the State of the Nation Address and clearly not cost the taxpayers far too much money.
Yeah, absolutely. You will have observed that in the last 5 years, Parliament has been cutting drastically the budget for the State of the Nation Address. You remember that in the first Parliament, we closed with the State of the Nation Address costing at around 8 million. And we have, over the years, done away with some of the areas of expenditure. For instance, the DINA and other areas. And to an extent that last year, out of the budgeted just over 4 million, we ended up with less than half of that, spending 1.9 million. And this year, we have budgeted just over 2 million. We are certain that by the time we do the calculations, put the State of the Nation Address, it will once again be lower than what we have budgeted. Because we had to, for instance, this being the last State of the Nation Address for the fifth Parliament, it means that after the election, we're going to have another State of the Nation Address. So it really takes the expenditure high. So we had to remove, for instance, publicity that we normally put around the city of Cape Town and around the airport with regard to posters. We had to do away with the invitations of eminent persons. There is a process that provinces had to select eminent persons who are, the veterans of our struggle who have participated in the struggle against apartheid, the junior guards, the civil guards of honor. So those details will be, this honor will be minus those details. But of course, as you correctly say, it will still be a very dignified occasion as we know it.
Parting question from me, Moloto. There are still 62 bills before Parliament, the most contentious of which, obviously, is the amendment bill to Section 25 of the Constitution. There will be a delivery of the budget speech by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni, which often is almost immediately followed by the various ministries and departments presenting their budgets to Parliament as well. So it's going to be a busy session, I imagine. How many of those 62 bills will be concluded before this fifth Democratic Parliament is dissolved?
Well, it will be difficult to say, but some of those bills, I guess the majority of them, they are the bills that the Parliament has already started, or the committees have already started with them a while ago. So it will just be the conclusion of the work around them so that the can be adopted by both Houses of Parliament and for signature by the President. Although, of course, there will be some bills that have only started, for instance, towards the end of last year, which will be given the details and a lot of work that we have to go through. Some of them will have to be carried over to be dealt with by the sixth parliament. But the committees will have to conduct an assessment of the work that is before them. Some of the bills, of course, will just be amendments, meaning that there isn't much work that needs to be done. But you know that in terms of the constitutional imperatives, we have to satisfy all the areas of the development of every piece of legislation. We have to ensure public involvement, which is a process itself. There are no shortcuts. But at the end of the day, the committees will have to conduct a thorough assessment of the work that is before them and the loans that Parliament can approve and pass before the end of the term. Then we will do so, and those that we cannot will have to be dealt with by the next generation of members of parliament after the election.
We'll leave it there, Moloto Motapo. Thank you very much indeed for your time this morning, and all the best to you and your officials in parliament for the State of the Nation address by the President Cyril Ramaphosa tomorrow.